It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Shall we be television neighbors for a while? Good. I have this yellow tablet and a yellow pencil, and I want to write a B and a D. Now, there's some numbers and letters that look alike. I know when I was first learning about such things, I would sometimes mix them up. Well, if I wanted to have two B's here, I would just erase this much and make that into a B. Now we have two B's. But do you ever wonder where the erased part goes? I used to. I still do wonder about a lot of things, but that's all right. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely with a lot of deliveries.
Speedy delivery, a lot of deliveries today.
Speedy delivery, you have it written right on the chalkboard.
Right on the chalkboard, I wrote speedy delivery. Oh, I'll have to ask you to sign for today, a lot of deliveries.
All right.
Just sign on the dotted line.
Yes, sir. What else do you have for?
Well, I have a few things in the bag right here. I'll just put the book in here.
Do you have time to stay a bit?
I do. I have a fairly light load, except for your deliveries.
Okay, well, why don't we just come
in? All righty.
Want to sit right over here?
All right.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. I like to write on chalkboards, as you can see.
Yes, do you like to erase?
I do, because right in here I brought with me another delivery eraser.
Let's see you erase it.
All right. Speedy. Speedy erasers. Now it says speedy delivery. Here we go.
Delivery. Do you ever wonder where those letters go when you erase them?
Well, I think it goes right here.
Yeah, right there. That's the chalk dust.
Chalk
right
dust. Here. Of course, that's what chalkboards are for. You write on it, and you can erase it and write on it some more.
Mm-hmm. You work on it. But that's not the way it is with books.
Not the way it is with books.
No.
You have to print those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just reminded me. Remember that animal book you got had a mistake in it, right?
Yes. Did you see the mistake? I'll show it to you. Let me find it. It was with the giraffe and the skunk. You see, there's a giraffe, but it has the word skunk under it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of a skunk, and it has the word giraffe under it.
Right here is the corrected version.
Is that the
there
corrected
you go.
One?
Speedy delivery.
Let's check it.
All righty, now. Is it towards the front?
Right there.
There we go.
Now, there's the giraffe with the word giraffe right under it, and the skunk with the word skunk right under it.
The corrected version.
Good. You know that those printers didn't just erase these and put in the corrected version.
No, they had to make them all over again. They had to print them all over again. It took a lot of work.
I'm sure it
did. Are you ready to see your tape?
Yeah. How people make erasers?
No. How people make books. That's the tape I brought, how people make books.
Well, that's all right. We're interested in how people make books, just like everything else.
Well, I'm sorry. It said, I thought it was how people make books. Well, I like books myself.
Well, we can show the eraser one whenever you bring it next
time. All right.
But let's look at this one now, all right? How people make books.
I've seen this one already, and it's really something to see how people make books.
Good. Well, let's watch it right on picture-picture.
Alrighty. Speedy delivery.
How people make books.
Now, when people make books, the very first thing they do is take a photograph of all the pages that need to be in the book. This person uses a very big camera to do that.
That's a camera?
That's right. It's a big camera. And there's the lens right there that will take the picture. Now, once the photographs are taken, they have to be arranged in a very special way. And that's this person's job.
Those pictures of those pages look like they're backwards, Mr. McFeely.
Well, they are. They're called negatives. Mm-hmm. They're done that way because they're going to be made into something called a printing plate.
Printing plate.
A printing plate. She has to work very carefully and be sure there are no mistakes in the negatives. Once her work is finished, it's time to make the plate.
It's not a plate like you eat from, is it?
No, it's a printing plate. This person takes the laid out negatives and cleans them. Then she puts them on top of a piece of thin metal.
What's that for?
Well, this metal is the printing plate, and what she's doing is taking another picture of the negatives. But this time, the pages of the book are right on that piece of metal.
And she took the picture behind those curtains?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they make a plate for a printing press.
Yes, it is. Then she puts it right through this machine that scrubs it clean. They make a final check to be sure it's made just right. Then it's ready to be put inside the printing press.
So the printing plate is put inside the printing press.
Right.
What's that?
Well, there were some words that we just saw, and those words are going to be printed on paper.
Are these big rolls of paper?
Big rolls of paper, lots and lots of paper, and this paper is cut into sheets, put into a big stack, and then this machine lifts one piece of paper at a time and puts it into the printing press.
That looks like a little foot doing that, doesn't it? Is that the printing press there?
That's the printing press. It's a huge machine that prints words onto pieces of paper.
Boy, is that fun to watch.
Now, inside this machine are the printing plates. These plates have words on them, pictures, or sometimes they have both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the plate. You see how it's all covered with ink? As the paper gets pressed against it, the ink from the words sticks to the paper. When people make books, they don't just make one book. They make lots of books at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And each book must look exactly like the other.
Now, those are sheets with the pages from the book on them there?
Sheet after sheet, and each one has about 10 pages of a book printed onto it.
Uh-huh. It's complicated, isn't it?
You see this person?
Yeah.
He needs to examine the pages and see if the words are printed correctly, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once all the pages are printed, it's time to put them into a very special machine that folds them so that each page is right side up. And that's this person's job.
Boy, those are huge machines. And things happen so quickly on those machines.
Very quickly. I guess when you make thousands of books, things have to move quickly.
Certainly seems to know how to do his work well.
Oh, they all do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Now, are those the books?
Well, almost. These are all the folded pages of the books. They're carefully stacked into many different piles.
Oh, look at them coming out from the bottom.
right out from the bottom.
Where are they going?
Well, there's so many piles that the only way to sort them all together is to use a machine called a collator. That's that machine right there.
Collator,
that's right.
Oh, so that all the pages of the book are in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
I see. They're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, right on up to however many pages are in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to put the glue on the back of the book. You know, the glue is what holds the cover onto the book.
Oh, yes. There goes the glue. It's on rollers, isn't it?
That's right.
Look how that goes around like that.
Now, here come the covers. You see, they get folded over.
Ah.
And here come the books. People check all along the way to make sure the books are being made just right.
Well, they look good to me.
Me too.
And now are they finished?
Well, almost. They need to have their edges trimmed. This person uses a machine that will do just that.
Oh, it snips the edges right off.
Now, the book is finished.
Boy, they've made a lot of them, haven't they?
A lot of books.
Thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. I'll bring by the one on erasers another time.
All right.
But right now, I'm off to the zoo.
Oh, for a pickup or a delivery?
Well, for a pickup of an animal, it's either a duck or a goose.
Oh, if it's a duck,
mm-hmm.
Would you bring it by here if you have time?
Oh, sure. It may take a little bit, though, all right?
But I really would like to see a live duck.
All righty, I'll do my best.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
I hope that is a live duck Mr. McFeely's going to get. Since we've been thinking about Audrey Duck visiting the neighborhood of make-believe, it would be fun to see one in this neighborhood. Last time, we pretended that Audrey Duck had made up a little poem when she was visiting the neighborhood school. And the poem had queens and kings at the end of it. Well, King Friday the 13th heard about that and said he wanted to have a large poetry reading festivity for Miss Duck to read her outstanding poem. Well, let's make believe that King Friday's going to meet with Audrey Duck now. Before Audrey Duck comes to the castle, though, maybe the king could be talking with Miss Polificate. Her first name is Audrey, too. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley.
And so when do you expect her to arrive, Miss Polificate?
Any moment, Your Majesty.
I think it's wonderful to have such a fine poet in our neighborhood, and to think she uses queens and kings in her poetry.
I understand her poem is quite small.
Oh. I hope I'm not late.
Miss Audrey Duck, I presume?
Correct, as usual, King Friday.
I understand that you have written an outstanding poem, including the words queens and kings.
Well, it does have queens and kings at the end.
Then it must be outstanding.
Well, it was just a little something I made up in class.
How modest you are, Miss Duck. We are going to celebrate your great talent, and I trust that you will do us the honor of reading your epic poem at a poetry reading here at the castle in your honor.
King Friday, I really couldn't. I mean, it's just
now,
a little...
Now, you're an artist, and you couldn't know how great your poem really is. We would like to show the world the talented guest in our midst, wouldn't we, Miss Polificate?
I guess so, King Friday.
Now, Audrey Polificate, I charge you to invite the noted world to this extraordinary event. The reading of Audrey Duck's new brilliant poem at the Castle Poetry Reading Gala.
Yes, sire.
I trust that it will be spectacular.
Oh, but King Friday. okay?
No but kings about it, Audrey Duck. Audrey Polificate will take care of everything. Farewell to you both.
Farewell. Well.
What are we going to do?
What he asks, I suppose.
But it's just a little teeny poem.
But it has queens and kings in it, and that's what he cares about.
I know, but...
No buts about it.
Oh, well.
Oh, I guess I'd better get busy.
Hey, I didn't know that your first name was Audrey, too.
Oh, I like it, don't you?
Sometimes, when I'm feeling good about myself.
Well, I guess that's the way I feel, too.
Audrey, Audrey. I think it's nice to be an Audrey sometimes. I think it's nice to be myself, don't you?
I'll say I do too, Audrey, Audrey. I think it's nice to be an Audrey sometimes. I think it's nice to be myself, don't you?
We'll say we do too, Audrey, Audrey. We think it's nice to be an Audrey sometimes. We think it's nice to be ourselves. Audreys!
Oh, I love your song. Oh,
well, you could sing it too.
Oh, my name's not Audrey.
But Lady would work.
Lady, lady, I think it's nice to be a lady sometimes. I think it's nice to be myself. Lady Averland.
Oh,
that was that's fun. Did you make it up?
Audrey Duck made it up.
Oh, you are a poet, aren't you, Audrey?
Yes, but King Friday thinks I'm a bigger poet than I really am. He's making such fancy plans.
I've heard.
I'm supposed to invite the noted world, so I'd better be on my way. I'll see you all later.
Goodbye, Audrey.
Goodbye, Audrey. Goodbye, Lady Evelyn.
Goodbye, Audrey.
Well, I'm on my way to the school now.
Oh, I just had a call from X the Owl.
Oh, did you tell him I liked his big note?
I did, and he was pleased. But he's making something else for you now.
Ooh, what is it?
I don't know, but he wanted to get a copy of your famous poem.
Oh, well, I don't have one with me. But I'll write it down for him, and I'll get it to him.
Good, I'll tell him that.
Okay, and tell him again he doesn't have to be sorry anymore. It was a mistake, and it's all over.
You're a fine duck, Audrey.
And you're a fine lady, Lady A.
I think it's nice to have an ex the owl friend. I think it's nice to be your friend.
Thanks a lot. Did you just make that up?
Audrey Duck helped.
You mean she's not mad at me anymore?
No, she isn't. In fact, she told me to tell you that she knows it was a mistake and it's all over.
Oh, that makes me feel better. But I'm still going to make her the book.
The book?
Yes, that's why I want a copy of her poem. I'm making her poem into a book.
Oh, well, she's going to get you a copy of the poem.
Good. I'm ordering the paper today. Do you think 100 pages of paper will be enough to fit the poem on?
100 pages?
Yes, it's a big poem, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's a little poem. In fact, Audrey can't imagine why everyone's making such a fuss over it.
It must be very special, though, because King Friday's inviting the world to hear it. I know that's true.
Even kings can be mistaken about things sometimes.
Anyway, I hope Audrey Duck gets me a copy of her words soon so I can make her book before the big poetry reading.
She's over at the school now with Anna, Prince, and Daniel, and Miss Cow.
She must like it there.
Oh, she does. There's lots to like about schools.
Oh, that's for sure.
Now, class, can you see the difference between the B and the D?
I can see.
Okay, what difference do you see, Prince Tuesday?
The B looks like it's going to run away. Mm-hmm. And the D looks like it's going to come back.
Very good. Anybody else have any ideas about the B and the D?
I know a word with a B and one with a D.
Fine, Daniel. What are they?
A B is for buck and D is for duck.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And C is for kangaroo.
Not quite, Anna. It sounds like it might be a C, but K is for kangaroo.
Oh, why did I have to make that mistake?
Because you're learning, dear. Everybody makes mistakes while they're learning something. In fact, everybody makes mistakes sometimes.
I think King Friday has made a mistake.
My daddy doesn't make mistakes.
Oh, Tuesday, your daddy's a human being as well as a king, and all human beings make mistakes once in a while.
He thinks my poem is something to have a big party about in it, isn't it?
May I come into your class, Miss Cow?
Of course, Mr. Aber. You're always welcome here.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Mr. Aber.
We just heard about the great poetry reading that's going to take place, and I wanted to meet Ms. Audrey Duck, the famous poet.
Well, I'm Audrey Duck, but I'm not a famous poet. That's a mistake King Friday made.
I'm sure you're very modest. Everyone's really looking forward to your poetry reading. May I take your picture and have your autograph?
Take my picture?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you'll just smile.
Great. Boy, I can't believe this is happening.
And would you please sign this for all the citizens in Westwood?
Sign it? You want me to... What am I going to sign?
Well, if you'd just sign your autograph, we like to keep the signatures of world-renowned individuals.
There you go. Oh, boy, my poem is such a little thing. Nobody will believe me.
It's about queens and kings, and that's enough for my daddy.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful. I'm going over to the castle now. I want to show everyone your picture and autograph. Thank you, Ms. Duck. Thank you, Ms. Cow.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Aber.
I'll see you all at the poetry reading.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Audrey, I think it's nice to be an Audrey sometimes. I think it's nice to be myself, just plain Audrey Duck.
Lady Elaine, what are you doing?
Oh, just trying out a new kind of eraser.
On the king's balcony?
Just wondered if it worked. It doesn't.
There are some things you just don't erase, Lady Elaine.
I see what you mean.
Hi, Lady Elaine. Lady Everlyn.
Oh, hi, Mr. Aber. Favorite tall man.
You flatter me, Lady Elaine.
Well, how are you, Toots?
Well, I'm just fine, thank you. I wanted to show you both the famous poet's picture and autograph.
Oh, yes, that's a very nice picture.
Well, that's just Audrey Duck.
But she's the famous poet that the kings invited everyone to see.
Take it from me, Toots. Even kings make mistakes.
Oh, Lady Elaine, you're a card.
And sometimes I'm right, not so, Eberlyn?
That's right, sometimes you're right, Lady Elaine. You too, Trolley?
Oh, go on, you real sport.
How about that?
We'll pretend more about those people next time.
Freddy, Freddy. I think it's nice to be a Freddy sometimes.
Speedy delivery.
I think...
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Oh, you have the duck.
Speedy duck delivery.
Oh, we were in luck.
In luck?
It was a duck, huh?
That's right.
Oh, what is your name?
His name is Quentin.
Quentin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was listening to him talk. So soft.
He's very soft.
Is it all right to pat him?
It's all right.
How old are you, Quentin?
He's about a year old, almost.
Oh, my, he's beautiful.
Did you notice his feet? He has webbed feet.
Mm-hmm. This is the web in between there. You think he's scared?
A little bit. I don't think he's used to being carried up and down the streets of the neighborhood.
Does he like to walk around?
Yes, he does. I'll let him down for a moment here, then I'm on my way to the kindergarten class.
Oh, is that where you're going?
That's right. Now, let's see. He may run a little bit now. Here you go, Quentin. Oops, there you go.
Oh, you're beautiful, Quentin. Yes, you're beautiful. Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure.
He likes to explore.
He certainly does.
There he goes.
Want him to go too far because it will the children be able to pat him?
Yes, they will.
Kindergarten.
And they're studying all types of barnyard animals this week, so they'll be able to pet him.
You know, I had a pet chicken.
Oh, you did?
Yes. She used to jump up on my lap and just sit there. Just seemed to be something that she liked to do.
What was her name?
Esther.
Esther, that's a nice name. Well, I think I better get Quentin over to the kindergarten class. I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thank you for bringing Mr. McFeely.
Speedy duck delivery.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Quentin. Quentin. He likes to be a Quentin sometimes. He likes to be himself. That wasn't the way it was. What was that song like? Quentin, Quentin. He thinks he likes to be a Quentin sometimes. He thinks he likes to be himself. Or something like that. But you can make up your own songs.
Sure.
With your own name in it. I like to be able to visit with you by way of television. You and I are television neighbors. And we can make mistakes and still have people love us. That really gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.